how's that feel, being able to walk around here all day and know that no matter what happens tomorrow night, as long as you don't wreck, you're on the pole and leave the field green someday?
Yeah, it's hang on here. No, it's good. It's awesome to be on the pole. You know, I'm looking forward to what it brings for us, what we can succeed with, and I mean, just to be able to, you know, qualify on the pole, like, that's a goal of ours. So it's awesome.
This is year two. I mean, going into this as the pole sitter, everything that went on last year. What's the feeling? How's it different compared to the first time a year ago?
Well, it's a lot different just because I don't have to go through everything for the first time. I know my way around the racetrack, kind of know my way around, you know, on and off the track. So, you know, it definitely takes a lot of the pressure off, a lot of the edge off of last year, and I can just go out there and focus on racing.
What's your approach to the duels?
I mean, that's a great question. I think we try to, you know, kind of see what happens. But I think, you know, with us starting up front, that's a great thing, and hopefully we can keep it up there for a while and see what happens and just kind of play it by ear, see how the race unfolds, if it's calm or if it's, you know, reckless like it was last year. So we'll see what happens.
Now that you've been around the circuit once, what is different about Daytona, and why is it so difficult to win?
I think it's just a tough track to get a hold of. I mean, there's a lot of hype around the event. I think a lot of people, you know, bringing new cars and new things to the table, and it's the first race of the year where you really get a chance to, you know, think about how to manage all that. So I think it's just a very unpredictable race.
I mean, which is tougher, like the first race, the 10th race, the 20th race?
First race, yeah. First race. I mean, first race is the biggest race for us, so that's different.
If you hadn't done iRacing, where would you be right now?
Man, I'd probably be sitting, you know, behind a desk at a school somewhere. So, yeah, it's different. I mean, I'm very thankful to be able to race like I do, and, you know, I wouldn't have it any other way. It's pretty awesome.
When did you get into iRacing in the first place?
I started iRacing when I was, like, 13, so just was doing it through 13 to 14 and really then got started in real cars, so just kind of took off from there. Yeah. Gosh, I think just watching on TV and just seeing all the kids my age, you know, racing cars and thinking, man, if I could ever do that one day, maybe I'd have a shot at racing. And just like any other kid out there, they're probably sitting at home watching races and saying, man, this kid is on the pole or whatever. Maybe I can do that one day. So that was me. And, you know, I was dreaming of racing like that, and, you know, I was fortunate to get those opportunities and never look back after that.
What would you tell that 15-year-old kid at Rockingham that was getting ready to strap into a legend car for the next day now, knowing
how that? I'd say I've probably learned more about just being a person than I have anything else. So, you know, maturing, I mean, you know, my friends are going through things for the first time, and I kind of have been through those things. You know, I had to grow up fast, so I'd say I just had to grow up and try to have a little fun along the way with other things too.
What do you remember from that first
race? I was just super nervous, just trying to do the little things right, but what I remember most about racing is how pure it was when I first started, and I try to keep it that way. So lucky to have a lot of people, you know, around me in the team with Chad and the whole team that keep racing at the central focus to the sport.
What do you mean pure?
Yeah, I mean, you just got to remember why you love doing what you do and what makes you want to do it so bad, and not letting all the other stuff clog why you do it, whether that's, you know, just anything. You know, you just have to focus on why you're racing and what makes you love it so much.
So why are you racing?
I love the sport. I mean, there's just a part of me that's so competitive that it's like I crave the ability to go out there and prove that, you know, we can do something that we didn't maybe think we could do. And, you know, and I just love the thrill of getting in the race car every week.
Now that you've got a year of Cup racing under your belt, how big a step was it to go from Xfinity Cup relative to other series?
I mean, it's huge. It's like you take the 5 or 10 people that you race against in the Xfinity series and you put 30 to 35 guys that are as good as that out on the track, and a bad day is a lot worse. So I'd say that it grinds on you mentally because you got to go through every week, and it's really on you to manage your time and manage everything that comes along with the Cup Series. So there's nobody else going to give you a pamphlet for how it's going to work. Everybody's got their own way of doing it, which is so different than anywhere else.
So how big a deal was it to get the first pole out of the way on the first day of the year?
It's great. I mean, first accomplishment for us for the year. We got a lot of things we want to do this year, so first one to check off the list is good. Yeah, we have. I mean, we've he's exciting to work with. He's super into anything racing related, whether it's car related or driver related. He's helped me a lot with a lot of things that I didn't really expect him to really care about that much. So he cares about me as a person, and that builds a level of trust and respect between us. So still a lot. It's very, very fresh and very new of a relationship, but we've worked a lot in the off season to make sure it's the way it should be. Yeah, I mean, I think I dealt with it pretty well. I mean, I think that there was a lot of things that, happened over the course of the year, but I didn't really let that kind of, hinder my confidence in myself. So, whether that's going and racing other things, trying to just do something where you can win, like whether it's just racing a go-kart at the track, like you got to do something and win, because if you don't keep winning, you forget what that's like. So I try to do that stuff. A fine line between like loving it and then, yeah. 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 Well, yeah, I mean, it kind of goes hand in hand. I think if you want to, ultimately get the most satisfaction out of it, you want to succeed. So I don't know. I mean, that's a good question. Whether I would just love to be a part of it or love to actually succeed, I think I'd more love to succeed or I wouldn't be a part of it. Yeah. I'm a junior in college right now, so I'm still enrolled and still doing my classwork there. I mean, it's tough, but Liberty does a good job of kind of helping me with that. Honestly, I kind of do the work during the week and get it knocked out of the way before I get to the track. There's a couple things here and there that I have to do, but for the most part, they let me do it on my schedule. Every week by Monday or so. So it's busy, but it works out. Yeah, I mean, honestly, I don't really think about it that much right now. I kind of blocked out most of that last year, other than the things that I learned about myself mentally. But there's, honestly, there's not really a lot that's similar to last year with us. So besides the number and the way the car looks. So, don't really think about it.
Can you give me your side of the story of
Parker and I were racing on iRacing the other Monday night, I guess, and I got home from some media stuff, and I just, there's really not anything for me to prepare to do to race the duel, so I might as well run iRacing. So we happened to be in the same race, and we worked together. Like, we got through the field and kind of worked on a couple moves. iRacing's got to improve the drafting model a little bit, but we couldn't really. There's like one lane we couldn't, which I guess is kind of what the clash was. But everybody was on the bottom, and we couldn't really make it work. But we tried, so it was fun.
It is too realistic.
Yeah, it might be. It might be too realistic.
So does that happen often? Yeah.
No, not really. Not very often. I mean, there's probably. Let's say there's 80 people that sign up for a race, so you got a chance of, it's based off rating, so, usually you're in the same bracket of rating, but no, it doesn't happen much. I mean, but it is cool when it does.
Were you going to win, or was Parker going to win before you guys?
Oh, man. So I was running, like, fourth, and I was making the outside lane work. I kept, like, dropping down and kind of pinching people off, and then we came to pit road, and I screwed all that up. I couldn't change the fuel that I wanted to put in the car, and everybody took two tires, and I took four, and I came out like 20th. So, so he would He would have won actually after that. He finished like fourth. Yeah. But
sorry, you said that's something that you can do to train and prepare. How much does it really help?
I mean, it helps. I mean, does Michael Jordan go and play basketball without practicing? I mean, I think it's the weirdest thing that our sport just goes out there with no practice and goes and races. I mean, we don't get a chance, especially as a rookie, you don't get a chance to really do much. So I try to use it as much as I can.
So what carries over?
Just racing. I'm just working traffic, you know, some of the lines you run at different tracks. You know, it's all of it really carries over, other than some of the things that you just can't really teach. So just kind of, you know, once you get out here, you kind of learn those things. But there's a lot of things.
Given the fact that you ran a lap on Sunday, you've got 3 days before you race again. Are you getting antsy at this point?
Yeah, I'm ready to get in a car. I'm tired of talking about it. I just want to go race. I mean, I can't wait to get into the car. Yeah, I mean, I'm so young. I wasn't around for a lot of that. But I guess, like, growing up watching, you know, honestly, Jimmy and Chad win races at the 500, and then watching Kevin Harvick win at, you know, 2007. So those are the races that stick in my mind. So I'm trying to make memories of myself. But, you know, it's cool to see some of that stuff kind of come around full circle.
Is the idea that you grew up watching Chad film?
Probably. we're not in the same age bracket, but I mean, there's so much knowledge there. He's a pretty young at heart kind of guy. Yep. I met him probably 3 years ago when I started racing for Junior Motorsports. Yeah. Yep.
Was that pretty cool? Like I said, you grew up watching him and Jimmy dominate.
Yeah, it was cool. I mean, it was fun. I mean, just to watch him dominate races and then now be a part of what we have going on. I mean, it's pretty cool.
Did it ever enter your mind that he might someday be your crew chief?
No, definitely not. I mean, definitely not. It's you know, that's a crazy thought to think a couple years ago that, you know, I could have him as a crew chief, but a huge, huge honor and something that I'm looking forward to.
Are you ready to break the pole winner's drought here at Daytona?
Yeah.
Hadn't been since 2000, won the race.
So. Yeah, that'd be awesome. I mean, hopefully if it's in the plan and, you know, if it's in, I guess, meant to be, then it will be, but, you know, we'll see what happens. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, I mean, it's just we've taken a, you know, no holds bar approach this year of trying to go out there and you know, take names and win races. So I think that mentality will continue for us, and we're looking forward to that. Yep.
Yeah, two more minutes, guys.
Yep. Thank you, guys. Yeah. Right. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, we want to win races, and there's a lot of things that we aspire to do this year. I think just one of those things is kind of bringing the 24 car back to what, you know, the legacy that it has. So we've got a lot of potential to do that. We just got to go out there and capitalize on that. And it's going to take a lot of hard work and a lot of dedication and a lot of smart decisions. So, you know, that's what I'm looking forward to the most. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. I do. I think it helps. It's just kind of one other thing to do that I have to, you know, worry about. But I think sometimes it can be a hindrance, but a lot of times it can, you know, it's a great thing, and it's something that really helps me become well-rounded.
When during the process,
yeah.
When during the process of just your career arc as a whole, do you really think you could do this professionally?
Gosh, not till probably, I guess I was 17 years old that I really thought I could do it professionally when I first won a championship in the K&N series. And I knew that was kind of a building block towards the future. So, yeah, that was probably the first time I felt that way.
At the K&N race the other night, they said that's the largest track they're going to run at New
Really?
The transition that you just did, do you have any suggestions of that series of something they should add to it to make a better transition?
I mean, I think they need to keep running the bigger tracks, and Bristol and some of those places are where you learn the most, I think. So they need to try to run those tracks for sure.
All right, thank you.
Thank you.